At 9:02 a.m., we'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move down to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 474086 through 474118. Checks number 474120 through 474174. Warrants 8284 through 8288 and 7 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 474119.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One abstention. Motion carries.
Thanks, sir. You guys ready to move on? Okay. Next order of business we have is approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes from December 4th, 2023, and executive session minutes from December 4th, 2023 as well. Is there any questions or corrections?
I move to approve regular session minutes and executive session minutes for December 4th, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Was Nikki going to be able to make it up?
So for the time being, we're going to just move down the agenda just a little bit. We're going to step down to the order of approving renewal
PDMP User Agreement Authorization Execution of File Number 23-153, Commission. Is there any discussion?
I don't know. Ms. Marshall, did you need to say anything? Are you?
No, I'm just here if there's any questions.
Okay. Okay. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated December 7th, 2023. Approving the renewal with St. Louis County and approve of the same.
Do you guys have any questions?
No.
Move to approve the order approving the renewal of the PDMP user agreement and authorizing execution of the same.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We sign it and everything. You can get a copy upstairs, or did you want to wait for it, or we can? Okay, okay. It'll be a while, or we'll email or mail it to you, however you want. Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have board appointments. If you all would like to start, we can start with the 911 board. We have two there to appoint.
So historically, this board has always been put together statutorily as if it was had its own tax.
Correct.
So that's kind of why the way the board members have been structured the way it is. Keeping with that, we have two appointments, one for Chris. We have two vacancies coming up.
Correct.
One for Chris Gout and the other for Doug Baker.
Yes.
Yes.
This is from, 1-1 of 24 to 12-31 of 26.
Six.
Move to appoint Chris Gout and Doug Baker to the Taney County 911 Advisory Board. Dated January 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2026.
So January 1st of 2024, I'm sorry.
Did I say 23?
Correct, yeah.
January 1st, 2024.
Okay.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next one that we have is our park board. We have multiple positions that are due at this time. We actually have four that have December 31st of 2023 coming up, plus a vacancy in the board that is currently vacant as of December 1st, 2023. So if we appointed all of those for a three-year term, that would offset our board by having five members coming due in 2026.
Well, typically the vacant come, we just appoint it to finish their term. Does it come out?
So we have one vacancy, right?
Correct.
Is that as of 12-1 of 23?
That is correct. We received a letter of resignation.
And so that term will finish in 2025.
25.
And the rest of them would be 2026?
Yes. And we have received applications. We have multiple here in the back.
Amber English is serving on the board and does a good job. So is Alan.
And Mr. Hilliard is our current chair.
So will we have six applications and five openings?
That is correct.
Okay. Were you wanting to try and stagger these so we don't run into this again?
Yes, what I would like to see is for the appointment for the one that is in 25, get that taken care of, and then with the there's another appointment there that happened 11-8 of 21. If we could do that for a one-year appointment, if that's possible, to get these staggered so we can not run into having all the members coming due at the same time again.
So as it stands, a three-year appointment, it begins on January. So would it be 27, 24, 25, 26? So the three-year would be 26, is that right?
Correct. It would be for 24, 25, and 26, all starting January 1 of 24.
Okay.
For the three reappointments.
I'm sorry. Three reappointments or four?
Four reappointments, one vacancy.
Okay.
Yes. Four reappointments, one vacancy. One of the reappointments, if we could do that for a 1 year, that would get us back to having a staggered offset of dates.
Okay.
To where we would have only three that would come due in 26, one in 25, two in 25, I'm sorry, and then...
Yeah, you'll have three in 25.
Mm-hmm. But if you do the one, you're going to have it to come due in 24. Is that what you're saying? No, but it would...
It would be for January of 25.
Then be 27 then. If it in January... If you... Okay, if you do them for 1 year, then in 25, mm-hmm. it would be... If it was reappointed for 3 years, then it would be at 27. Is that what you're thinking?
Correct.
And the ones that were in expiring at 25 would then be 28. And then the ones expiring 26 would be 29.
Yeah.
Is there any of those you want to... Does it matter which one we do that one?
So I was thinking the one to do the one-year appointment or would be for the second one up from the bottom that was appointed 11-8 of 21.
Okay.
And then that would get us restructured and get the dates set up correctly.
Move to reappoint Alan, is it Cotent?
I believe so. Cotant.
Clint Hilliard and Amber English to the Park Board, effective 1-1 of 24 through 12-31 of 26.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to reappoint Stephen Lampone, effective 1-1 of 24 through 12-31 of 24.